If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Is that 80s?
My prerogative, I think, is late 80s.
Maybe early 90s.
Maybe early 90s, right in that same range.
The style on the looks 80s.
Yes.
Yes.
It definitely looks 80s.
That definitely is. The dress code for the late 80s.
It is like, yes. I'm trying to think music-wise, sort of like that New Jack Swing kind of sound, which was early 90s, late 80s.
And that was... I believe that was Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
Was it?
That produced that
that song.
That Bobby Brown album, yes.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Marks is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you still use the term psych in your everyday life?
I don't believe so.
Shockingly, 25.6% say yes.
Really? Wow.
And then you know what they said after that?
Psych. Psych?
Yeah.
or they go, what's up?
What's up?
Guys who can't move on from the 90s?
Yeah.
Those are my favorite people.
The what's up people? Does anyone do what's up still?
No, unless you're like laughing.
Yes.
Making fun of someone.
What's up? All right, let's talk a little Phils with Mr. High Hopes.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Yes.
Brought to you by
ringthebellbook.com.
There it is.
Still pre-order today.
Yep. Free shipping.
Free shipping and a signed copy.
There you go.
When's the last day to order?
Well, you can technically order whenever, but
yeah, forever.
But you're not getting free shipping after May 27th.
Okay.
Although I could just bring it in for you so you could still get your free shipping if you wanted. Now you're not getting a personalized message. I can give you a personalized message.
Well, especially because you're not going to be in the acknowledgments, we found out last week.
First off, I don't know what that is, but now that it's been brought up, I will acknowledge my acknowledgement and put you guys in there.
So, but it's not in there now.
Well, no. We still got to get the blurb. Now, would you rather be in the acknowledgments or would you rather me get a blurb from you saying how great the book is?
Wait a minute. You're asking, would we rather be thanked in the book or would we rather tell you that we will help promote your book?
No, well, I just decided if you want to be in the cover or in the book.
Oh, we could actually get a blurb on the cover, not just used in social media.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
No, it's not tough for me.
Yeah, what would you rather have?
I want to be on the book.
Well, no, they're both on the book.
Oh, they're both of them on?
Yeah,
well, one will be on the cover, most likely, saying...
On the back cover.
Jack, such a brilliant baseball mind, and Kevin, you know, awesome baseball book about
just
the
heard about him, yeah.
So we're putting... What's the other one?
You can be in the acknowledgments.
Where you get thanked, or you can be a blurb on the back where you talk about how good the book is.
Put me in the acknowledgments.
There it is.
I think I might want the blurb. And I think I want to just make it all about Kevin.
Yeah, you should. You should. He's a better writer than me. 100%.
He actually,
He's I'm an idiot. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the big reaction of the book is you wrote a book?
Yep. You should take that as a signal, Jack.
No, I know. No, I have. Yeah. I've been locked in. All right,
okay.
So some news and notes things.
Okay.
Some things I noticed before the big discussion points.
Yes.
One I think is interesting is that Harper kind of getting bullied by fastballs. It feels like this happens once a year where guys just throw fastballs after fastballs and make him catch up to it. He's hitting 182 on fastballs right now, which is not great, but he's traditionally a great fastball hitter. I just think this happens once a year, but he's kind of going through it. I mean, he smoked the ball in the 7th or 8th yesterday. That was the first time I saw him like stay on a baseball in a while. Even his RBI a little earlier, that was off the end of the bat, and he was off balance. Yeah. So not a hot start to the season for Bryce.
Yep.
Is that when he's guessing not fastball? Is that what's happening there, that he doesn't think he's getting a fastball and that's why he can't catch up to it?
Yeah, I just think it's timing for him. Okay. I think he's just a little bit off. When he starts getting back, like remember Ryan Howard, when he started thinking left center field and he started launching baseball? That same thing with Bryce. Like when he starts doing that, that's when you know he's locked in. When his butt's like kind of falling to the first base side or first base dugout, that's kind of when you know he's off a little bit. And he's off a little bit right now.
Yeah.
Vlad Guerrero Jr. signed with the Blue Jays today. So that seems like it's off the board, obviously. 14 years, $500 million. So I guess Bryce does not have to worry about going to the outfield anytime soon, because I don't know about the first base market.
Yeah, the comments from him and the comments from the general manager, we were talking about it last week, all smelled to me like Vlad wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
Like he was staying there. Even the general manager said that Vlad said he wants to be on the same team his entire career. They couldn't let him go. And it seemed like he wanted to stay there anywhere.
Yeah.
Is there another giant free agent that they could have their eyes on?
It's really just Tucker.
Okay.
Kyle Tucker at this point. So, yeah. And if you're the Cubs, he's off to an MVP kind of start. Do you let him go after giving up big prospects? I don't know. I mean, yeah. I think he's going to hit free agency, but still. And then one more thing before some of the big stuff from over the weekend. We haven't even talked about him yet, but how about Jesus Luzardo on Friday night? I mean,
he was awesome.
He was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, for 7 innings, kept them at bay. I mean, you see the top of the rotation stuff from him. I mean, it pops off the screen. And I think to have that kind, we talked about him being more efficient. He had like a 4-pitch inning in there. He pitched 7 strong innings. If he is that, it just raises the floor of this team.
Yeah, well, and to me, it was that 7th inning, right, where you wanted him to get through the 7th.
Uh-huh.
He walk 2 or he walks 1, and then there's an error. Whatever it was, he was in a situation where he needed to get a strikeout.
Yeah, 1st and 3rd, 2 outs.
Yep, and he got it. He was awesome, and he was, you know, his first start was good. But I had mentioned to you that didn't feel like he was in a rhythm the entire game. But he was in a rhythm, it felt like, on Friday night.
I just haven't seen many sliders that move like his. He has a sweeper, which is a little bit slower. He's got a bullet slider that's really, really tough to pick up. So certainly exciting. He pitches Thursday in the Braves series. Now, big ones from over the weekend. You know, Jordan Romano, not great.
Told you.
Not great. His arm might just be done.
He doesn't have it.
He used to throw 97. He's throwing 93 now. And hearing him after the game, there's already been reports they're moving him to low leverage spots. They gave him a shot yesterday, but he sounded just lost yesterday after the game. Here's Jordan Romano.
The fluctuations.
Yeah.
No, it's there.
No, yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. Usually, I mean, I'm used to just kind of being 96 around there the whole time. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I don't know what's going on right now, but yeah, I need to figure that out for sure.
Is it frustrating that you're on a new team? You've had a lot of success in the past, but I'm sure you want to make a good impression. Is it frustrating you haven't been able to do that to
this? Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, on any team, you want to come in, contribute to wins, you know, and when you're not doing that, it doesn't feel great for sure.
Is that dead arm? Is that possible?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not too sure, you know what I mean? But yeah. It's one thing I just got to figure out. I got to get the velo up, because when that, you know, when the velo is right, it helps the slider too. You know what I mean? I feel like when the velo is down, it's easier to take the slider. So, yeah.
Yeah, I remember on opening day, you said you were a little quick to the plate at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and then you figured it out, and then your velo kind of shot up.
Yeah.
Is that maybe a mechanical thing?
Yeah, you know, it could be. I'm going to look at some video, really like dive in and try to figure this out really quick. Yeah.
He's cooked. I got to figure out why I'm throwing 3 miles an hour on my fastball slower than I threw it before. I have it figured out for you. It's the beginning of the season. Like, there's no reason why you should. You can just see it with them. You can see it. But that's a big problem for them.
Well, because then you have 3 arms you trust.
Strom, Alvarado, and
Kirkring.
And Kirkring.
And then Jose Ruiz, maybe. I mean, I thought he'd show some things. Joe Ross, maybe he can kind of pop. I know Spike said Joe Rossman.
I do like Joe Ross.
Yeah. We'll see. But they need to figure out that the next righty after Kirkering fast. I mean, yeah, like they're going to get one at the deadline, I assume.
They got to get one now.
It's just, yeah, it's hard to do right now.
They got to figure something out. They're definitely going to, maybe when Ranger comes back, like, is there a chance that Ranger comes back and immediately goes to the bullpen instead of starting?
It depends on Taiwan's pitching. And I don't think we trust Taiwan enough.
Yeah.
Painter? Painter starting on Friday?
In Clearwater.
Yeah.
I don't.
Rushing. Don't rush it.
Rushing for the bullpen? Yeah. I don't think they're going to put him in the bullpen. The Romano thing is turning south quickly.
Well, they may have to put him in the bullpen.
I know.
If it comes a necessity.
Yeah.
Well, that's certainly a way to keep his innings managed.
Yep. Yeah. The only problem is, like, can he go back to back? Right. Usually the right-hand reliever can just, you know, go back-to-back and they're fine. Can he do that is a big question. And the other big thing from over the weekend is that Alec Bohm, they said it was a scheduled day off. I don't buy that for a second.
No.
They have an off day today. 2 days off, you're facing a righty. Edmundo was in there yesterday. Another sense of urgency kind of move from Rob Thompson. Alec Bohm, not in the lineup yesterday. Your thoughts?
I'm done. I'm done with Alec Bohm. I think it's over. Everything that we were praising the rest of the Phillies for, you know, we're praising the plate approach. We're praising Bryce for being a vocal leader. The thing that we wanted to see out of Alec Bohm was a change in his attitude, and everybody was hoping, I think me among everybody, I don't know that anybody was counting on, but everybody was hoping, okay, they spent the offseason trying to trade you, and a good portion of that is not your performance, it is your attitude. And we're all wondering how he was going to react to it. If this was going to be I'm going to show everybody that they made a mistake by thinking to trade me. But I think he's worse. I think he's a drag on the team. You're talking about figuring out the bullpen. They trade him for a right-handed bullpen arm somewhere. I'm serious. Let Sosa start at third base because his vibe is terrible. The thing that drives me the most crazy about Bohm is that when he is throwing his little tantrum, it's similar to an NBA player when a foul call doesn't go their way, but it's like it's his fault.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you pop the ball up, it's not anybody else's fault but yours. If you hit into a double play again, it's nobody's fault but yours. His frustration should not be, it almost looks like it's aimed at the world. Like something's being done wrong to Alec Bohm. I don't think he has. Maybe that other caller had a good point. I just don't think he's made for it here. I don't think he's made for it here. And I think the clock is ticking on him. And I think the right-handed reliever thing, you talked about the deadline. I don't think you can mess around until the deadline, actually. If Romano's cooked, I would just trade Bohm.
Which is the bigger deal right now, the Bohm situation or the Romano situation?
Well, I think the Romano situation, but I think they could be tied. What do you think?
I don't think,
a Bohm guy.
Listen, well, yeah, I listen to you guys get all emotional and passionate about Alec Bohm, and I say to myself, the guy's a very good baseball player that needs to mature. I don't think there's anything wrong with him as a hitter. Obviously, he's only hitting 200 right now. I understand the whole swinging at the first pitch. I get all of that. That's the same thing that got him to the All-Star game. That's the same thing that's pretty much made him a career 275, 280 hitter. Back-to-back years with almost 100 RBIs, 40-plus doubles. Like, he's the same guy. Same baseball player. And that's a very good baseball player. That's not a player you just find anywhere.
Yeah.
At least I don't believe it.
I don't think he's enough of a difference maker as a hitter to deal with all of this stuff. There's just so much that depend that is
to deal with what?
What's that?
To deal with what?
His the tantrums. And by the way, he hasn't produced, and it's only 9 games. But it's not
so
like
do you
he.
Think, real quick, yeah, do you yeah. think? Yeah, it is only 9 games.
Yes. That's fine.
It is only 9 games.
I think he would.
His track record says he's a good baseball player.
He will be at least a 275 hitter and hit 15 home runs, whatever it is. Yeah.
So, do you think he was benched because of a tantrum he threw?
I think it is a combination. Jack, curious what you think. I think it's a combination of Topper said, it was a funny quote from Topper. Mm-hmm. He said, we got to get in the lab and find out how to get Sosa into the lineup. Get in the lab. I don't know, have him play instead of somebody else. But it was, I think it is as hot as Sosa's been, and I think it is a message to Bohm. I think it's both things. I don't think, maybe if they didn't have Sosa hitting the way that he was hitting, maybe they wouldn't have done it, but I think it made it easier to bench him.
Well, I think their whole thing has been about urgency and getting on top of things quicker this year. Even like pulling Romano from the game in the 8th inning, I thought was being more on top of it rather than letting him die on a vine. I think it was 5 pitches and 4 plate appearances on when they're looking at.
That's why he sat
that
him.
Too. Yes. Yeah. Now he's a guy who swings early.
Sure.
Yeah.
But also when they're, you know,
they're all trying to do one thing.
Exactly. They walked 11 times yesterday for the first time since like 2003. You know, that's part of what their offensive identity, if you have that in baseball, is going to be this year. And I think when they saw that, they were like, we got to get him out of there. Like, we'll give him the day.
Yeah, and I think it's easy to do. That's the benefit of having 162 games. He's not going to play 162 games. And I like Sosa as much as anyone likes Sosa. But I don't know if Sosa's an everyday player. So you want to have him out there for how long? And then what does that do for Bohm? How does that make him a better player?
Sure.
Sitting on a bench for a week or 2 weeks,
well, and then,
or what have you.
And then also it makes – I would just trade Bohm. I would find out. I would call whoever I talked to this offseason who was interested in him and say, do you want him? But I agree with you on the Sosa thing. Mm-hmm. And that playing Sosa every day also weakens your bench. And
yes.
if you have a guy that is good enough to play every day, you play him. But I do agree that then all of a sudden you don't have your super utility guy anymore because he's your everyday third baseman. Mm-hmm. So I think the Alec Bohm situation is urgent. You know what other situation I think is urgent? Your windows and doors.
Oh.
Come on, they're drafty. They suck. They've been in your house for decades at this point. And you know the summer's coming and your energy bills are going to go up because the hot air is going to creep through those old drafty windows and doors. That's why you got to go Gaida. It's urgent. Gaida knows it's urgent, so they're going to help you out on numerous levels with the cost. Because that's why you haven't done it. You feel like it's a hassle. Gaida makes it not a hassle. You feel like it's too expensive. Gaida makes it not too expensive. Interest-free financing, no money down, up to 36 months, or depending on the size of your project, up to 6 years. That is 72 months of low payments and lower energy bills. And your house value is going to go up, and you're just going to feel better and more comfortable about the entire thing. And on top of that, they're going to give you 20% off every product they have. Every window, every door, there is a minimum purchase. There are restrictions, and the financing is subject to credit approval. What you got to do is call 877-GO-GUIDA. They can explain all of the details and then send one of their professionals out to give you a free in-home estimate, or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. So let me ask you this on the Bohm thing, as far as him being productive.
Mm-hmm.
From a team chemistry standpoint, how important is the sort of, clearly they don't like the mental part, or they wouldn't have tried to trade him, because they didn't try to trade him because of his production. I don't think. Sure. I think they tried to trade him because of the attitude. Mm-hmm. At what point is enough with that?
Well, I think when it has an impact on the other guys in the clubhouse. So when it starts to rub the rest of the veterans on the team in a way in which they're fed up with it, then that's when someone of prominence goes to decision makers and says, you got to get this dude out of the clubhouse.
Right.
We've tried. I've tried. We've had talks with him. This isn't getting any better. It's becoming a drag. Nobody really wants to be around him.
I feel like Bryce tried to send a message by actually saying they tried to trade him publicly, and that he has something to prove.
But here's another thing, though. I think some of us has already predetermined what we feel about Alec Bowman. We overreact to some of this stuff. Like, we act like he went in there swinging bats at the cooler in the clubhouse, or he's throwing his helmet everywhere. Like, I mean, I understand there is a bigger eye on his antics after he makes an out. I'm sorry, is he not supposed to do anything when he makes an out? And then we'll say he doesn't care.
Well, I don't think anybody's going to say he doesn't care.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't know. Like I'm just saying, I think there is a bigger microscope on it, and rightfully so. I'm not saying he hasn't brought this stuff on himself. What I'm saying is I think some of this is an overreaction to everything he does not do well, because you've already determined this is what you feel about him.
I think that's fair.
Okay.
I think that's fair. I mean, you're right. I was already coming into this year, I was hoping they would trade him.
Yeah.
It's frustrating. And when he does make four outs on five pitches.
I agree. It's frustrating.
You know, and then you see him throwing the helmet.
It's also,
and
you're also the same person.
Oh, God, why is this happening to me?
But you're also the same person have a problem with 19 strikeouts.
Me?
Yeah, you didn't have a problem with striking out. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, no, in other words, I'm saying is that if you go down the lineup, we can find things that all of them could be doing a little bit better.
Sure, absolutely.
That all of them could be doing better.
Absolutely.
And it's only 9 games into the season.
Yes. Yes.
So it's not like he's been this way for a month or two.
I agree. I just think it's a bad sign early in the season, considering, I was at least looking at how does he react to what happened to the offseason. And it doesn't seem like he's reacted in the way that we would want him to react to it. It doesn't seem like his whole thing is like, okay, screw everybody. Like, I'm gonna set the world on fire, and I'm gonna grow up. This might just be who he is as a player. You know,
I can't argue that. Yeah, that's right. Who he is. Yeah. Yep. I'm just looking at the baseball player right now.
Sure.
And I don't think we have enough wiggle room to get rid of good baseball players just for the sake of getting rid of them.
That's a fair, yes. He is one of their better hitters.
Yeah.
Or, yes.
When he's hitting. Yeah.
And he will hit, I would think. Like, I don't think you're
going
to go through the year.
You know this thing goes in streaks, man. Yeah. Somebody's going to get cold, and then that's when Bohm gets hot for 4 or 5 weeks. Same way Cassidy does.
And that's when we're riding the bomber.
Yeah. It happens every year.
So a team, the Mariners, I don't know who's on the Mariners or whatever, calls the Phillies, Jack, and they say, we're going to give you solid, dependable, right-handed middle reliever X for Alec Bohm. What would you say?
I would say no.
You would say no?
Yes.
Okay.
Still as it currently stands.
Okay.
I think they could trade for someone at the deadline. Like, I love Sosa.
Deadline's 2.5 months away.
I know. Okay. You know who's out there? You know who's out there?
Who?
His third time with the Phillies, but he's still a free agent.
Robertson?
David Robertson.
There you go.
Come on, man. He's only 40. He pitched with 3 ERA last year with Texas.
Yeah, he was pretty good last year.
Yeah.
He could, you know, until his arm falls off, he could certainly sign him.
Squint, he looks good.
Yeah. Well, no, he's good last year. He might be hurt. I don't know. But
squint.
He's available. You don't have to squint.
Calling Daryl Morey. Calling Daryl Morey.
Don't have to squint to see those calves.
No.
All-time calves.
Oh, David Robertson has great calves?
Unbelievable calves.
Wow.
They do. They pop.
Yeah, we got it.
Yep, you got it? You always keep talking about David Robertson's calves? Radios are turning off. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Like JT's calves.
Nah, come on, man. Don't tempt me with a good time.
JT has had a give me an extension first 9 games of the season.
Yeah, him and Schwartz.
There we go.
Yeah.
He's not cooked.
throw him out, strike him out. No double plays from JT.
It's big stuff.
Yeah.
Good. Listen, good. I hope he proves us wrong.
Yes. I don't care how well he plays. I'm not giving him an extension in the middle of the year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I want him like a one of those dog races with the stuffed bunny.
Yeah.
That is the contract that I'm holding out in front of him. If he plays well the whole year, I think it's fine. All right. 215-592-9494. Do you believe the Phillies are different? We'll talk to Big Ben Davis, find out if he thinks the Phillies are different. Talk to him next. Your calls as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.